you for calling customer support. My name is Charity. How may I help you?
Yeah, Charity. I was trying to get a hold of Andy.
Right. Yes, I do apologize, but Andy is only available through text and email.
Okay. Well, I have a message into him. Let me ask you a question. I'm a little bit confused. I thought I was signing up with a company called Carfax to check the vehicle history on a car I'm thinking about buying. But now it's, you guys are not Carfax, are you?
All right. So that does sound familiar. Can I have an email address to see if I can pull up an account?
My email address?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's Les Millig at yahoo.com. So I'll spell that. LESMILLIG at yahoo.com.
All right. And may I have the first and last name on the account?
Well, it's either Les Milligan or it might be, I think it's actually Leslie Milligan.
All right. And so I do have an account put up with carhistory.online. And so you'll have to pull up the information from your email address. They'll send it to your email address with a username and password.
They'll send what now? What?
They send the reports. They send them through your email address. It may have gotten lost in your spam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've kind of read the report, and actually, my question, I don't know if you can answer my question, and it talks about this particular car has had a few NH National Highway Traffic Safety Association recalls.
Mm-hmm. And, all right, so what are you wanting me to do for you?
Well, ideally, the report has a bunch of National Highway Traffic Safety Association recalls, but it's a little bit clear. Does that mean this particular car has been recalled most times, or does it just mean that it happened and it wasn't necessarily this car that was recalled?
I'm guessing it happened, not necessarily that car.
But you're guessing. You don't know, huh?
Yes, I don't know for a fact, but I'm guessing from what you just told me.
How come I thought I was signing up with Carfax, and it turns out you're a completely different company?
We help assist. We're not a different company. You're calling customer support, so I help assist with that.
You have to assist? Is that what you're saying?
I help assist.
You help assist. Okay, so you can't answer the question. How come I thought I was signing up with Carfax to get a vehicle history report, and I actually, it's a company called Car History or something like that. Do you understand my question?
I'm not understanding it.
Okay, do you know what Carfax is?
Yes, I know what Carfax is.
Okay, how come I'm on the net and I was at carfax.com, and that's where I wanted to get my vehicle history report, but now it doesn't say anything about Carfax. It just talks about car history.
All right. So with that, with our online carhistory.online, it gives you reports on the car you're looking for. So it wouldn't be associated with Carfax when you did the dollar deposit with our website. You were putting the dollar deposit in for the car's history, not for Carfax. So when they pull the reports for that, they give you the reports on the car you put in to get the information, that's what that did. We wouldn't be associated with anything with Carfax. I would be from when you pay the dollar deposit to get the reports on that car.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm still kind of wondering, but but you're saying that they should have sent the report via email, and, And I left a message for Andy with the same question, and he was going to reply by email also.
Have you got a response?
No, I don't think so, no, but I think I better check my my spam folder too, you said, right?
All right, yes, sir. You can check your spam folder, and then if you didn't get a response, just give us a call back, and I can expedite that for you.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And is there anything else I can help?